And welcome back to Kidman Talk. This is episode 156. I'm Carl Bastian, coming to you from Kidology.org. Thank you for spending some time with me here today. We're going to be talking about focus. If there's anything guaranteed and for sure about ministry, it is the distractions, it is the interruptions, it is what happens when you're making other plans, right? So today we're going to talk about five secrets to finding focus in your ministry. Today's podcast is sponsored by a really awesome little book called Even Me that I will be telling you about just in a few minutes. Something awesome that I stumbled upon, and I just want to make sure you are aware of it. So wherever you're watching, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or iTunes or some contraband site that downloads the podcast and puts it up there. Yeah, there's some out there. I don't care where you're listening. I'm just so grateful to have an opportunity to hang out with you, to equip and encourage you in your children's ministry. So let's do it. Let's dive in and let's talk about five ways to find focus in the midst of busy, busy weekly ministry. Are you with me? All right, awesome. Well, first of all, one of our listeners made me aware of a really cool book, and I just want to quickly tell you about it. It's called Even Me, all right? This is written by Jenny Borquin. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And her website is jennybbooks.com, all right? Now, I really like Jenny, even though I've never met her, because she's got a cat. And while I'm not a big fan of cats because of my allergies, her cat's name is Gandalf the Grey. How can you not like that? But Jenny's a mom. She lives in Kansas. She's got a couple of kids. And her passion is to help kids to feel confident about themselves, to know that they're important, even though they feel small and even though they feel insignificant as children. And you can find her website at jennybbooks.com. I'll put it on the screen. If you're listening by audio, it's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E. The B is like the bumblebee, B-E-E, books.com. Even Me is a story of a little caterpillar, and he wakes up one day and he notices all these animals that are traveling and going somewhere, and Novi is curious, so he decides to kind of follow along. And turns out they're all headed to Noah's Ark, and they're all going by special invitation from the One. And just as he's getting curious, he gets his own invitation. In fact, while he's sleeping, he hears this: "Novi, Novi, get up and get on the boat. I have plans for you," a gentle voice whispered. Novi opened his eyes and he saw no one. "What boat?" Novi asked aloud, half asleep. "Who are you?" But there was no answer. Could this be the one that the others had told him about? And he goes on his journey. And as you know what happens to caterpillars, it's a story of transformation. So I hope you'll check this out. Get this for your kids or the kids in your ministry, a wonderful resource to help encourage kids that no matter how small they feel, how insignificant they may feel, they are important and they are significant, and God's got a wonderful plan for their life. So let's talk about finding focus. All right, you know I love acronyms. I've got an acronym for acronym, a crazy riddle of nuggets yielding meaning. I love acronyms. I won't share a lot of my favorite ones with you today because I want to quickly fly through five things that can help you find focus. And yes, it'll be an acronym using the letters in the word focus. You can always go to the show notes at kidology.org/Kidman Talk. Click on 156, or you can just add a 156 to that URL, /Kidman Talk 156. It'll take you right there. That's also what you can use to share this podcast with others to equip and encourage them in how to find focus when ministry, I mean, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to convince you. Every day you're like, man, I wanted to get this done, and then all this other stuff happened. And we know in ministry that a lot of the interruptions are people, and people is our ministry, right? And so they're not really interruptions, they're ministry, yet at the same time, we've got our job, we've got our tasks, we've got our things that we need to do because a Sunday is always coming, right? So I go into greater detail in this in my coaching and in the master classes. Some of you maybe have been a part of the master classes, and yes, I'll be doing some again. Pester me if you really want me to do them right now. I am still finishing up the last master class on how to write a book, and I've got almost 20 students who are working on some amazing books that soon many of them will be on Kidology, and it'll be great. And then I'm going to do some other master classes, but I want to see this really exciting and significant one come to completion. So letter F, you might guess what it is. It is first things first. Say that with me. First things first, all right? You've got to do what's most important first, right? And that means you've got to know what's most important. You've got to determine your priorities. You need to have your own job description. I dive into this in Kidology's Ultimate Toolbox for Children's Ministry. You need to know what your job description is, and I'm not even talking about the one they used when they hired you. I mean the actual real job that you do, and what are your arenas of responsibility? What are the tasks that you have done on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis? And know those priorities and break them down so you know what to do first. You need to have a daily hit list. When I get to work in the morning, and I love technology, I've got the laptop, I've got the iPad, I've got the iPhone, I've got all this technology. I still use index cards, and I write on there what are the three things I have got to get done today. My day is not a success if I don't get this done. Now, interruptions will come, and sometimes that means pushing a little harder or working a little later, but we make sure we get those things done. And yes, there will be days you don't get them done, but you know what? You know they didn't get done because that index card is still on your desk, and when you come the next morning, it's like, man, I got to get to this. So it establishes what is most important. Have weekly goals. You can even have a focus for each day of what you're going to make the priorities for that day, all right? One of the things I encourage people to do is to have some focus zones. Have some time that is focused on doing those things. That might mean closing your door. That might mean a do not disturb sign on your door. This church that I'm at is the first office I've ever been at where the staff have do not disturb signs. And honestly, I didn't like it at first because I kind of like the open office environment. And yet I came to appreciate that when people are in the zone, from the lead pastor to the kids pastor, youth, we can put that on our door and just say, don't bother me right now. And by the way, turn off your email, turn off your notifications, put your phone in airplane mode, and determine that you're going to have a focus zone and decide when it is. It might be from 9 to 11. You might want to do a bunch of fluffy stuff and hit the email and stuff and make it from 10 to noon. It might be that you can't do it till afternoon. The point is you determine when it is, but the best thing to do is to do first things first, right? Because interruptions are not something that might happen. They're something that will happen, and you want to make sure you do first things first, all right? The second one, and this is a big one, all right? You might not like me after this one, but it is own it, all right? You need to own your schedule. You need to own your priorities. Don't be an excuse maker. It's not your boss's fault. It's not your family's fault. It's not the volunteer's fault. It's not the people's fault. You are the master of your schedule. Now, if you have too much to do, if your plate is too full, and it isn't because, you know, you're wasting time or doing things you shouldn't be doing or doing extra things, then that may need to be addressed. And that may be something that it can ultimately lead to a job change, or it can lead to increased hours or increased pay or a change in your job description or getting additional help. I've got an article on Kidology about how I got an admin assistant years ago when I needed to lobby and to fight for that. But the reality is you are the number one, if not the only person responsible for your schedule and what you get done. Don't blame others. Don't play a blame game. You need to make the hard decisions about what's important, what's not important, what you will never get to. You've all heard of the book, Choosing to Cheat by Andy Stanley. That sounds horrible, but the premise is you're always going to cheat somebody and some things. A leader chooses what they're going to cheat, and they make sure they're not cheating what's most important. their most passionate ministry calling, their family, their kids, things like that, all right? So do the hard stuff first and make it your goal to be one of the most organized, if not the most organized person on staff. Don't accept the stereotype of the kids pastor is just the kids pastor. He's messy. She's got lots of stuff. We do deal with a lot of stuff, and our areas do get messy because we're so prop intensive. But you can say, you know what? I'm going to get organized. And that leads me to the letter C, which is clear the clutter. All right. A lot of times we're not getting things done and we can't focus because there's just way too much clutter in our life. I could do an hour on this. In fact, I'll link in the show notes a webinar I did for Ryan Frank with Kids Matter on getting organized, and it was all about clearing the clutter. But you know what? You need to make sure that you are only doing what only you can do. And then you've got to clear away the clutter. You got to clear away things that you aren't doing. The things that you don't need to be doing or that you shouldn't be doing or that someone else would do, all right, and clear the clutter. But there's a physical clutter too. You know, when you throw a rock into a pond, it does a little splash and then these ripples go out, right? And the ripples are biggest closest to the rock and they get smaller as they go out. You're the rock and your world has ripples. And the stuff closer to you is more disruptive and is bigger waves that you've got to if you want to have that calm in your life. So it might be, I would challenge you to get a pencil and paper and draw some circles around a little your name in the middle of the piece of paper and identify what those rings are. It literally could be your phone. You could start with your phone. If you've got 257 apps on your phone, it might be sometime when you've got some downtime somewhere. You know, obviously you don't want to use your most productive time, but you might need to go through your phone and start deleting apps. And you know what? That can take too long. Whenever I get a new phone, I never restore from the previous phone. I start fresh with no apps. And as I need an app, I install it because then I know that I need it because I'm reinstalling it. And sometimes that's actually easier than going through 200 apps and going, oh, do I use this? What is this? And opening the app but you might want to start with your phone. Then you might just look at your desk. Is your desk just a bomb, all right? Your drawers, your cabinets, your office, all right? Then your spaces that you do ministry in, your closets, your car might be an area that, you know, just needs to be an oasis for you. But if you own the project of clearing the clutter from your life, it will help you focus and you'll become more productive. Now, you may be like, Carl, that's impossible. If you could see my environments, you know, my desktop on my computer, stuff like that. But you know, you don't do it all at once. Start with a ripple. Start with the big thing. Master that, and then move out. It may take you 6 months to clear the clutter, but you determine that you're going to clear the clutter. Even on your computer with your desktop, you know, I get so much files on there, I end up just making a folder that's called desktop, you know, and I'll put the month, May 2021, put it all in there, file it under in my Dropbox under a desktops. So I can find stuff with searches. Begin the discipline of naming your files well, and you'll be able to find the things that you need when you need them. But clearing the clutter is so important, all right? You need to make sure that your environments are clean, your mind is clean, and then that your tasks are clean. What are you doing that is wasting time? Now, I always want to put an asterisk. There's some things that are not productive, that aren't spiritual, that aren't work, that are fun. I mean, it's not a sin to have a game on your phone. I tend to like games that can have a little 3 to 5 minute play. And even with clutter, decorations, like I got Rubik's Cubes on my desk. I actually have a little Jesus action figure with paparazzi around him, like how it should have been. So I have some fun things in my office that is your personality and things that bring you joy. And so it's not that you want a sterile, boring environment, unless that's what you need, do it. But it's with your tasks as well. You know, there might be things you're doing that are optional. And that's a hard question to ask yourself. What am I doing that's optional? Or turn it this way. What if I stopped doing it, would nobody notice? What if I stopped doing it, nobody would say, hey, you haven't done this in a while or that in a while? then you know, well, maybe it's something worth doing. There's a demand there. It's used. It's appreciated. And if no one says anything, as much as it might hurt our feelings sometimes, it can save us a lot of time. We've got to get rid of the clutter in our life. You know, I had a leader on my team years ago who was really stressed out and really overwhelmed. And I asked her to make a list of every single thing. Like, I don't care how minute, every little thing she did for the hours of the program she ran. And I said, get a memo pad. And for one day of ministry, I want you just to write down every task you do. It was pages. It was a legal pad that ended up being pages. And then we went through and I said, circle what only you can do. Unlocking doors. You know, she has the key, right? But there was very little only she could do. And then she was able to recruit and ask volunteers, hey, could you just do this every week? Could you just put this away? Could you set these things out? And she got rid of a lot of clutter. And then she was actually able to just greet parents and just, you know, be more relational and not be running around doing all kinds of tasks, all right? So number one, first things first. Number two, own it. Stop making excuses. Say, I am going to get control of my schedule and my tasks, whatever it takes, all right? Number three, clear the clutter. Get rid of the distractions and the things that are crowding in and preventing you from having focus, right? Now, this one you might laugh. The letter U reminds us to, I was going to point to my iPhone, but it's right there. I'm filming with it. But use your phone. It's a smartphone, right? Well, get smart about your smartphone. Use your smartphone smartly, all right? In our calendar, what do we normally schedule? Well, we schedule appointments and lunches and meetings, you know, and most of the things in our calendar naturally are external obligations that we got to show up, right? And so we put it on our calendar so that we don't forget, so we don't let someone down, so we don't get in trouble, right? Well, who says you can't schedule things internally, that you can't schedule the time that you're going to work on your lessons, schedule the time you're going to do advanced VBS planning or outreach? Put that on your calendar. When it comes up, the reminder comes up. And just like you would have dropped everything to go to a luncheon or go to a meeting, you drop everything, put your phone in airplane mode, and work on that task. You can schedule things for yourself, meetings with yourself. And you can say, I'm just as important as anybody else, because ultimately the task is. I call it the staff meeting principle. Most of us have staff meeting, right? Mine's every Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. Every church, I've had staff meeting on a regular day at a regular time, and it doesn't matter what's going on, very few exceptions. Maybe it's vacation Bible school, maybe I'm on vacation, but I'm there, and I'm there on time, right? In fact, I just go straight there so I don't get distracted. I'm usually the first one in the staff meeting room, booted up, ready to go, and I end up sometimes staying in there for the rest of the day because I'm all set up. And but that's an external thing, right? Doesn't matter what's going on. It has to wait till after staff meeting. Well, apply that staff meeting principle, that staff meeting priority, to the things that are important to you. And just say, hey, Wednesdays at 10, this is what I'm doing. Thursdays at 3 o'clock, this is what I'm doing. And you guard them and protect them and you block them out. If they're on your calendar and someone's trying to make an appointment, they won't even be able to schedule an appointment. Maybe use calendarly.com, a free website where people can make appointments with you and schedule, and you don't have to go back and forth so much. But it integrates with your calendar, and that time just will never even be available for them. All right. So block times out, schedule priorities, and during those focus times, turn off your phone. One of the best things your phone can do for you is nothing. All right. So just turn your phone off. All right. So review really quick. First things first, own it, clear the clutter, use your smartphone smartly. And here's the last one. You ready? Stay on target. Stay on target. Stay on target. That's a Star Wars quote for my nerd friends out there. Stay on target, all right? Don't let yourself get pulled away. It takes that focus, all right? Use the Force, Luke. Use the Holy Spirit to stay on target. Now, staying on target assumes that you have a target, right? So that begs the question, do you have a target? Every day, do you have a target that you need to hit? You might miss the target, but you know what? Missing a target's okay, because at least you know you missed it. And if you've never done archery or any kind of marksmanship, missing's not bad. But what do you do when you miss? You study. I was up and to the right. I need to compensate down. I need to fix my sight. Missing the target is okay, because we learn from it. And then we adjust for the wind. We adjust the scope. We adjust the distance. We adjust our breathing. We do something that helps us hit the target better next time. But if you don't have a target, you don't even know that you missed it, all right? Until you just have this nagging feeling, I'm missing something, right? So here's the target. You've got a target that's got three zones, right? You got that white bullseye, then you've got the next ring that might be blue and the next ring that might be red. That middle zone is the must zone. Every day you need to know what must be done on that day. Have a checklist. Have that 3x5 card. I don't care if you use one of the amazing apps that are out there, as long as you check the app or it has notifications or push reminders, all right? But know what must be done, and that's your target, and you either hit it or don't. The next ring is your might call. In fact, your to-do list could be three circles on a piece of paper where you put must in the middle, you put might in the next ring. These things I might get to if I get my must done. And the last one, the third ring, is maybe. These are some things that I might get to, that I may be able to do if I get my musts and my mights done, then I've got some maybes. And outside is miss. And there's going to be things that come up during the day, and you look at your schedule and you say, that's not a must. That's not even a might. Maybe it's a maybe, but you know what? That's a miss. That is not even worth me aiming at today. Now, it could be a good thing, but you may say, that's not this week. And it even helps you say no to people when you're able to say to them, you know what? I love that. That sounds amazing. But you know what? I've already got my objectives and my goals for this week, and I can't add that without missing something else. But hey, I'm gonna put that in my list of things that I hope to get to in the future. All right. So you gotta have a target. So set goals, work ahead. All right. Chunk things together. Do things that are scalable. You know, if there's tasks you're doing repeatedly. You know, like I think I mentioned on a podcast a while ago, I used to every week set up the computer for Kids Church with all the media. And it finally dawned on me, the time it takes me to go in there, boot it up, you know, and get ready to do it, I might as well set up the whole series. Just, I mean, I've got all the files, whether you're using It Bible Curriculum or Go or Orange or whatever you're using, you've got all the files, plug it all in there, be done. That's called scalable. Instead of doing that task four times in a month, you do it one time for the entire month, and I guarantee you, you'll spend less time doing 4 weeks at once than doing 4 weeks separately, all right? So have a plan, all right? This is something I will link in the show notes. This is a kind of a planner that I made up for my coaching students. It's called Advanced Planner, Keeping the Horizon in Focus, and it's simply got five columns here. The first one's today. What do I got to do today? The next column's tomorrow. Sometimes you circle it and you move it over. No, I'll do that tomorrow, all right? Next one's next month. Ideas come up. You pull this out. Say, man, I love that idea. Maybe let's look at it next month. The next column is next quarter. Sometimes you go, man, I really like that, but you know what? I'm looking at my planning, and you're not saying you'll do it next quarter. You're saying, I'll think about it next quarter. Then you actually plan when you're going to do it. And the last column is next year. I write lots of stuff in next year. I get ideas all the time. And I go, you know what? That's really cool. I hear something that another church is doing. And I go, man, next year I'm going to think about that when I would do my annual planning. And that's why at the bottom I've got a column for just notes and ideas. And that's where things that I don't even know if I'll ever do it or think about it. But just having an advanced planner like this, having it on your desk, and then you print it in like fluorescent orange or bright yellow. You print it in something really bright, so even as clutter builds up, you can find that advanced planner and know what you're doing. If you want to have a daily plan, this is one I'll make available. I found it somewhere free on the internet, and it's a daily plan. And I tell you what, if you take 10 minutes at the beginning of your day and plan your day and set your target for the day, your day will go so much better. Because even when you get interrupted, boss comes in, people come in, things come in through email that you just got to deal with. You're like, okay, what was I doing? You just go back to your daily plan. And so it's a schedule, priorities, daily checklist. This even has like, you know, what'd you eat for breakfast, workout notes. Make your own. All right. You can even get really fancy. Right. I've got a fancy book this year. I'm not going to let you see inside because it's all my secret plans. But, you know, it's got calendar in it and it's got every week of the year. And I take all my staff meeting notes in here, all my conversations in here, my priorities. And I love this. And I've got a record. It's become a little bulky. So I've stopped carrying it with me and I just leave it on my desk at work. And of course I got all my fun, stickers on there because I love national parks and the outdoors and I get to daydream a little bit about where I might rather be sometimes. All right. But you've got to make that daily plan. So let's circle back here. All right. And by the way, don't go anywhere because I've got a giveaway. All right. We're going to focus better. And we're going to do it by first things first. We're going to do it by owning it. We're going to do it by clearing the clutter in our life. We're going to do it by using our smartphone smartly, right? And we're going to stay on target, all right? Hey, if you've got a more specific question on a struggle with focusing and making priorities, please comment in the Facebook group if you're watching this on Facebook or the YouTube comments, or just email me, carl@kidmantalk.com. I don't mind taking a few minutes to either answer your question or direct you to something. There are tons of resources on Kidology to help you lead and be a better manager. I'm going to put a bunch in the show notes, from the Ultimate Toolbox for Children's Ministry to the Management Video Training Series, this podcast. So please take advantage of those things, own it, and focus, and then watch what God's going to do in your life and in your ministry in the weeks and months ahead when you make a determination, when you make have the conviction that I am going to get more focused. I'm going to do first things first. I'm going to clear the clutter. I'm going to get a little smarter with my phone. I'm going to have a target, and I'm going to stick on that target and own it. I didn't do them in order, but you got to own it. You cannot be blaming others. No excuses. At the end of the day, the fruit of your ministry, the results of your ministry, the impact of your ministry, ultimately, yes, the fruit and the glory and the credit goes to God, but you are the steward and he's working in and through you, and you got to own it that those results are going to be dependent on how proactive you decide to be in focusing on what God has called you to do. Now, I want to give away a free copy of this Even Me book. It'll come in the mail to you. If you want, it can even be personalized for a child by the author. All you have to do is comment on this Kidman Talk and just share some feedback on it. Maybe share something that helped you, something you know you need to do, or an idea or a resource, something that has helped you focus in ministry. Just provide that feedback. Thank you for your support of Kidology. If you're not a member of Kidology, please be sure to support this ministry by joining. It's super affordable. And as you know, you get a complete kids' church curriculum free, It Bible curriculum. It's an amazing, fun curriculum that I collaborate with other kids' pastors to make. I'm not going to tell you about it right now. You just go to kidology.org/it. Check it out, as well as literally thousands of other downloadable resources available to you as an all-access member of Kidology. Kidology was the first children's ministry website over 25 years ago, before Google, before Yahoo, before a lot of the sites we use every day, and it's been just providing resources nonstop for you all those years, and your support helps us keep doing it. Be sure to go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the podcast. That's always helpful for us, because as the subscriptions increase, they push it out more, and more people get to be equipped and encouraged in their children's ministry. So thank you for joining me here again. Always, Carl at KidmanTalk.com. If there's a topic you'd like me to address, if there's a resource you'd like me to know about, just like the member that let me know about this book and put me in touch with the author. And thank you, Jenny B., for being willing to give a free copy to one of our listeners on the podcast. I look forward to reading your feedback on the Facebook page or in the YouTube or even on Twitter or Instagram, wherever you are socially gathering, while socially distanced, of course. Which reminds me, for my last plug, lots of COVID resources, kidology.org/COVID-19, social distance games, all kinds of stuff like that. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.